We're here live to take your calls. 1-888-767-4348. We're here to answer every question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And if you missed the last hour, you missed an incredible education on the topic of trees and the Arizona ironwood in particular. And I've almost finished all those beans. I actually brought them out to the newsroom and I said, if y'all going to eat all Rosie's Dunkin' Donuts, you got to try these ironwood pods as well. Beans. Man, they were a big hit. Those are really good.
Yeah, the desert ironwood was already my favorite tree.
Now it's now just
a native desert tree.
It went up another notch. Huh?
Another six or seven notches.
Hey, we've had a lot of fun this week. As you know, a couple weeks ago, we did a show on trash. That's right, trash. We did a whole show on the logistics of managing the amount of trash just the city of Phoenix generates in 1 year. Fills Bank One Ballpark, I know it's Chase Ball Field now, fills the ballpark seven times from the pitcher's mound all the way to the top of the rafters. Filled seven times. That's the amount of rubbish we have to manage just for the city of Phoenix. So we got a tour of the trash transfer station. Say that fast, real fast. Trash transfer station in North Phoenix, and it learned some interesting things. It's an incredible engineering marvel. It really is. The logistics of managing that much just pure bulk stuff. Number one, shred your paper. Shred your paper, in particular your documents, anything with sensitive information on it. Make sure you shred it. And when you dispose of it, put it in a clear plastic bag. And we saw examples of that right there on the sorting floor of this facility, where everyone that had done that, as the materials delivered and dumped, they're actually down there on the floor sorting it out. And there were piles and piles and piles of clear plastic bags filled with nothing but shredded paper. Shred your documents, put them in a clear transparent bag, and then put that in your recycle container. Okay, that was a good tip. Tip number two, separate your lids from your containers. Glass lids, aluminum, glass containers, aluminum lids. Don't rinse the glass container out, put the lid back on, and throw it in the recycle can. Separate the glass from the lid. The only time you don't separate your container from your lid is the water disposable bottles. Finish drinking the water, put the lid back on the container, and then dispose the container. Makes it so much easier for the sorting machine to separate those disposable bottles.
What about milk jugs? 1 gallon milk jugs?
Same thing. Put the lid back on it. Back on it. Absolutely. The one thing I did know, I had always been told, don't put pizza boxes in the recycle can because of the grease. Found out, no, pizza containers are fine. The cardboard pizza containers are just fine. Just make sure there's no pizza in it.
Yeah. Okay.
But the grease stains and stuff like that, just based on the pure bulk and velocity and mass of material they're distributing.
They can handle it.
That little bit of grease doesn't pollute the area bad enough to make the material
unsuitable for recycling.
Absolutely.
Recycling.
So learned a ton. We really want to extend a special thanks to Mark Klinger, who gave us the tour out there at the transfer station, as well as George and Terry that set it all up. So thanks a million. We had listeners from Rosie on the House join us. Then we all went to lunch at Logan's Roadhouse and had a great time.
I tell you, I think it was about 05, probably a little, maybe 07, somewhere in that time frame. We interviewed the urban farmer, Greg Peterson. And after that interview changed my life because I stopped buying water bottles. Stainless steel water container. I've been drinking my water out of that and haven't hardly bought a water bottle since. Occasionally, I find myself without one. And in the desert, you got to have your water. I used to go through two or three a day.
It's an absolute shame how few of those make it back to the recycling plant. It's well less than 10% of all those plastic containers end up back in the recycling.
After that tour this week, I'll never take home another plastic bag from a grocery store. I'll use the recyclable. The Rosie bags that we give out at home shows. SRP gives a lot of them out. I know we have a couple at our office. I'll use one of those. And if it's cotton, good chance it came from Arizona.
That's right.
We grow a lot of cotton. The amount of plastic bag and how much it beats up the machine and tears it up and that they can't do anything with it. I'll never take home another plastic grocery bag.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that and how they do bind up the material. As a matter of fact, while we were there on tour, that particular first stage sorter machine container was actually shut down because they were in there tearing out all those plastic bags.
Talk about a hazardous job, this conveyor belt with these wheels on it. Man, like, I get turned on. Somebody's in there on accident.
Well, fortunately, they haven't had an accident. But
right.
If I were the guy the guy in the box cleaning those bags, I would want the on-off switch in my pocket.
I wouldn't even want that because how many times have you accidentally hit your car alarm in your pocket or butt dialed somebody? Turn that thing on while you're in there.
The overwhelming education I got is just being the responsible homeowner back at the house. Manage your trash properly at the house. Reuse, recycle, repurpose. Just throw away less than you are. It was incredibly encouraging to me that City of Phoenix closed, and Tucson has recently closed the landfill as well. There's only one down there. They closed the landfill. They reopened the new landfill out in the Buckeye area. We're driving 4 million miles a year to collect the trash. We're driving 3 million miles a year to transfer the trash out to the new landfill. When they originally developed that landfill, they thought it would be a 25 to 50-year life cycle of the landfill. But now, with the way we're sorting, separating, recycling, and repurposing our rubbish, we've extended the life of that landfill out, they think now, to 100 years. And you know what? That's going to make a huge difference.
Valleywiderecycling.org. You can look it up. 14, my memory serves me correctly, municipalities in the Maricopa County have come together to put that together, help train and really reset your mind of stopping the problem before you start it. Don't consume.
That's right.
Find ways to get what you need done without this extra waste. And then in Tucson, we had Tanks Green Stuff on. Was that just last Saturday?
No, it was a couple Saturdays ago, I think.
2 weeks ago, Tanks Green Stuff, great resource there. Whatever municipality you're in, there's options for recycling. You just have to really just discipline yourself. Retrain your mind and follow through.
Yeah, we've got this program starting in Phoenix, Green Organic Curbside Collection Program. We're actually going to have a third container now for your green lawn trimmings and hedge trimmings and tree trimmings to sort that and put it in separate. So, again, all ways to manage the size of our landfills and extend a life expectancy of one landfill from 25 to 50 years to 100 years. Congratulations to City of Phoenix for their innovation in waste, in handling and treating and managing all of the waste that we've got.
Now, as you guys know, I moved here from Seattle, and we had the three containers out there, and you were talking about the pizza boxes, and we actually used to put the pizza boxes inside of that third container you're talking about with the compost. So that's interesting. I mean, so is that obviously doesn't affect it when you're talking about adding, the ink and all the other stuff that's on some pizza box?
No, apparently the ink does. It's all water-based. It does no harm at all.
Well, in my house, that's a big one for recycling. So that saves a lot of room.
Lots of pizza at Mike's. Hey, folks, we're here talking trash, but also to answer any question you might have on home maintenance or home repair wherever you are in Arizona. Give us a call at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348.
You can find all those trash tours at rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on the house. com. Click on the Facebook link on the bottom, or if you already follow us there. And there's some videos there, too, of it's more than just Phoenix. There's Peoria Recycling that was coming through there.
Deliver.
They take some stuff from Glendale, the amount of stuff funneling through. And so we took a few videos and put them in there.
We wrapped up the lunch, and then I had to run up to Prescott to visit with Dennis, who had called last week. We got
the stinky guy.
It's just one of those topics that when we hit it and mention it, it becomes like a life of its own. It becomes its own topic, and we just mentioned odor on one phone call last week, and then we had a string of like five or six. And he called and he said that his wife was actually listening to the program, called Dennis, and said, they're talking about odors at Rosie on Ass. Call him now. They've had a situation in their second home up in Prescott on Old Senator Road where every time they unlock the house and walk into it after being gone from it for 3 or 4 days or for a week, it had a heavy, heavy, heavy methane odor. So Stan Zumbrunnen and I from Rosie on the House Remodeling ran up there. I'm always looking for an excuse to run up to Prescott, so that was all the excuse I needed. We ran up there, and I believe, with about a 99% certainty, we found Dennis's problem. We'll know that in another week or so, the solution we gave him.
Because it took a couple days to build up, so give it a few days and then go back up there and see.
That's right.
We're
going to have to test it out again. So if you're fighting a problem with odor in, out, and about the great state of Arizona, give us a ring and we can probably help you out. Or if you're trying to tackle any project around your house, give us a ring. Maybe your spouse or your significant other has tackled a project they haven't been able to get done, or they're stuck in the middle of it, can't get it figured out. That's why we're here. Give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348.
And then coming up 10 o'clock hour, it's all plumbing. We've got Bill Woods from Woods Plumbing, as well as the Stanfields from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. That's coming up at 10 o'clock.
Helping you find the right window or door. That's part of the Pella Promise.